This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the Taliban on Wednesday that any legitimacy or support would have to be earned after Afghanistan's new rulers announced an interim government that drew a deeply skeptical Western response. At a news conference in Germany Wednesday, Blinken said the Taliban would have to show they're worthy of international backing.
The Taliban seek international legitimacy and support. Any legitimacy, any support will have to be earned.
The Secretary of State and his German counterpart met at a U.S. base in Germany that has become a key transit point for evacuees from Afghanistan. They hosted a virtual meeting of officials from 22 countries, as well as NATO, the European Union, and the UN, one day after the Taliban announced their all-male interim government. Stacked with veterans of the Taliban's hardline rule from the 1990s, and includes Sijaruddin Haqqani, who is wanted for questioning by the U.S. FBI as the new interior minister. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said Wednesday his organization would continue working with Afghanistan's new rulers and urged the World Bank to find ways to end a funding freeze he said was crippling the country's health system. Peter Maurer said through a virtual conference that he would advocate for restoring the World Bank financing.
I would certainly advocate for the bank to look into the best possible way to resume its support for the health facilities in Afghanistan.
The International Monetary Fund has also frozen its activities following the Taliban return to power after being ousted for two decades. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization is calling on rich countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines to refrain from offering booster shots through the end of the year, expanding a call that has largely fallen on deaf ears. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Wednesday rich countries with large supplies of vaccines have not followed through on their pledges to help poorer countries.
We don't want any more promises. We just want the vaccines.
Tedros said that he was appalled at comments by pharmaceutical manufacturers who said vaccine supplies are high enough to allow for booster shots and vaccinations in countries in dire need of them, but facing shortages. The United States and other nations have already begun some vaccine booster shots for vulnerable people. The Paris terror trial has opened for 20 men accused in the 2015 attacks that left more than 130 people dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the lone surviving attacker from that night is the trial's key defendant.
Salah Abdeslam, who fled the night of the attacks after ditching his car and a malfunctioning suicide vest, is the only defendant charged with murder. The other defendants present face lesser terrorism charges. The presiding judge, Jean-Louis Perriez, says the events that we are about to decide are inscribed in their historic intensity as among the international and national events of the century. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of America's biggest monuments to the Confederacy has been taken down, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In Richmond, Virginia, cheers and chants as a crew lowered the 21-foot bronze monument more than a century after it was raised, and a year after Governor Ralph Northam ordered it removed in a major win for civil rights advocates.
Remnant like this that glorifies the lost cause of the Civil War, it needs to come down. And this is, you know, hopefully part of a new day, a new era.
Four other Confederate statues on Richmond's Monument Avenue came down last summer. Mayor LeVar Stoney says it's apropos that the only one left is a black tennis star, Arthur Ashe.
I'm pretty confident he'll withstand the test of time.
I'm Sagar Magani.
A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing down 0.2%, the S&P dropping 0.13%, and the NASDAQ falling by 0.57%. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.